Could this possibly be the last democratic election in New Zealand's history, the one coming up in October? Is it possible that we may never see a free and democratic election again? Now, I believe this. I believe that this could be the last properly democratic election we have. And the reason I say that is because of the new document from the Department of Internal Affairs that they released yesterday. At 2 o'clock, it was a consultation document and it was proposing changes to how media and social media is regulated here in New Zealand. It's a drastically radical, radical proposal. And what it would do would mean that you would not be allowed to make Facebook posts, Instagram posts, posts on Twitter, posts on Rumble. Any major channels would be so heavily regulated by an unelected regulatory system, by an unelected regulator, that you couldn't fight it. You can't do anything about it. This person, this individual, along with their board, would make up the rules. They would get to change them on you, and they would impose huge fines on social media companies and different media companies if they didn't comply. Why does this affect an election? Well, because in this document, and I've read through it, and you all should as well, you can read it at the Department of Internal Affairs website, which is dia.govt.nz. And in this proposal, they talk about a whole lot of radical leftist concepts, as usual. And one of them talks about someone, how they identify might be considered harmful, but they talk about any racist content. Now, what is something that's been called racist to talk about recently here in New Zealand? Co-governance. So could it be that this regulator could decide that before an election, there's a vast amount of topics that you're not allowed to talk about that could be deemed harmful or upset somebody, such as transgender transitions in children, co-governance when it comes to this apparently bicultural, no longer multicultural country that we're living in? We don't know. You'll never know. We don't get to be part of that discussion. How much would that impact what political parties can and can't run on, what they can and can't say, what their policies can look like? It would eradicate freedom of speech. It would eradicate people like me who talk freely online about topics we consider to be incredibly important to the public. It could mean that if you, say, oppose pharmaceutical companies, they can say that's harmful content, which we know they've done in the past. So therefore, no one would be allowed to have an opinion ever again. This is really scary stuff. This could genuinely be the last free election that we ever see where political parties can campaign on the topics that actually matter to New Zealanders.